Scott with SJWellfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 349. We're calling this VCast the Mark of the Beast system, and I'm saying system is here. We're going to cover a plethora of topics. I've been researching this for the last couple of weeks, and it's deep, my friends. Anywhere from the Pope in artificial intelligence to the Mark of the Beast money system, the collapse of the dollar, central bank digital currencies, this whole transhumanism agenda, I like to call it mind controlism agenda. They're making all these promises that you'll have infinite knowledge that AI has. You just need to hook up to it, my friends. And why does the World Economic Forum and these other parasite globalist organizations, why do they want you to eat the bugs? And how does that tie into transhumanism? Plus AI rapture, all of these weird, weird events that we're just being primed to being hooked up to AI, my friends. But let's read, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. You won't be able to buy or sell unless you take the mark of the beast. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. This is one of those VCasts you should send to somebody that is not saved, because I take comfort in this because the good book is coming true right before our eyes. Jesus came the first time and fulfilled prophecy to a T, so I take the end of days literally, that you will not be able to buy or sell unless you take the mark of the beast. But the first story why I wanted to do this is creepy, my friends. This is in the UK. They're pushing this infrastructure. And where this is very, very nefarious, I did a podcast early days of this ministry 3 years ago about the delusion of choice. Go to SJ Wellfire and type in delusion of choice. We think in the United States there's competition. There really is not competition. It's these major businesses are consolidated. If you really look at the ownership, and then all of a sudden, if you go to the top of that, it's owned by BlackRock or Vanguard that own the boards that make the decision. So at a moment's notice, they could shut off most grocery stores here in America. But let's read in the UK. Tesco, ASDA, Aldi, Lidl, Sainsbury's, and Morrison's shoppers soon won't be able to pay with card or cash. This is from My London News. Supermarket giants across the UK could soon ask shoppers to ditch cash and card payments. Why? And instead use their face or fingerprints at the checkout. A trial's in place to increase shopper security at the till. So it's under the guise of security, really? Though some may see it as a step closer to a cashless society, you think? MasterCard, who's your master, right? We've done multiple videos on MasterCard. Go to sjwellfire.com and type in MasterCard. Is trialing a biometric payment system that could see customers just use their face rather than contactless cards, smartphones, or pins. Shoppers would be able to smile or wave a hand, wave your right hand, at a scanner to pay for their shopping. The article goes on to say, no more fumbling for your phone. Oh, darn it. Fumbling for your phone or hunting for your wallet when you have your hands full. The next generation of in-person payments will only need a quick smile or a wave of your hand. The trusted technology that uses your face or fingerprint to unlock your phone can now be used to help customers speed through the checkout. With MasterCard's new biometric checkout program, all you will need is yourself, of course, under the guise of safety. And you know they're going to eliminate cash with the next pandemic because it'll be dirty. It'll be a disease spreader. You can just see the playbook and you can see how they're going to consider cash super dangerous. So they're building this pay with your face, pay with your right hand system, all while the dollar is on the verge of collapsing. Two different proof points, Saudi Arabia to end petrodollar. I was an economics minor in undergrad, and I remember that 25% of the world's GDP centered around oil. And don't quote me on this, but roughly a quarter of the US dollar circulation is around the world. So if you think about it, if all of a sudden countries stop trading in the US dollar, those dollars are going to come back to the United States, and our money is going to be worth a lot less. So get prepared. Pray on what you need to do with your investments, my friends. Another point breaking, Russia just banned all trading in the dollar and euro across the Moscow exchange. The collapse of the dollar and the rise of BRICS currencies is happening faster than we even anticipated. And central bank digital currencies, which are programmable money, go to SJ Wellfire and search central bank digital currency. So now the MOEX has halted all transactions in dollars. The same thing will soon be announced by Saudi Arabia, which we just mentioned, will halt the sale of oil in dollars. This will implode the dollar virtually overnight as countries around the world begin panic dumping the failed U.S. currency from the blazing press. It's all by design, my friends, to bring in this beast money system. All right, so now let's get into this AI god, right? That's the fake god that'll be omnipresent, that'll measure you under the skin. 6G is the fake Holy Ghost that communicates at the nano level. They put the nanotech in the as the days of Noah devil juice. We'll talk about the fake resurrection, how they're running artificial intelligence, or will run it with brain cells. And then the Antichrist will show up as a hologram, a dream I had in 2008. So it's the counterfeit trinity. Everything is a counterfeit, my friends. And we'll also talk in this segment, mind control is in this biohack seed world war that is happening. All right, the first story I want to talk about is how they're now pushing this. Mainstream news is pushing you hooking up to artificial intelligence. From CNBC, the next generation of the Internet of Bodies could meld tech and human bodies together. They're promoting it as a good thing. Here's MSN opinion. We should embrace transhumanism. Our survival could count on it. The Internet of Bodies, my friends, IOB, is a concept that refers to a network of human bodies integrated with the Internet and related technologies. The global connected medical device market is projected to be $132 billion by 2029. The Internet of Body devices are categorized into three generations based on their level of integration: external, like smartwatches; internal, like pacemakers and digital implants in nanotech; and third generation devices that completely merge with the body. Maybe that's more the nanotech. Companies like Neuralink are developing brain-computer interfaces in this space. And we've talked about Neuralink. They don't need a chip. The chip's a psyop, my friends. They have things that can actually go across the blood-brain barrier, according to Elon's own words. Non-intrusive surgery. However, the meddling of technology in human bodies raises significant privacy and ethical concerns, you think? Wild time to be alive, my friends. And so I thought this video, next video I want to play, is very interesting. Because I remember when they launched 5G and people went out and bought 5G phones, they said they did not notice a difference in the speed of their phones. They couldn't download movies any faster. So is it a hoax? Was 5G and potentially 6G put in place to harvest your energy, to measure you under the skin, their own words? I'll play this video. And what say you?
Fix phones every day, and every 5G phone I fix does not even have a 5G chip in it. And right there is where it's supposed to go.
And again, 5G communicates at the cell level, and Bill Gates, we just did a podcast on it, talking about the self-assembling nanotech in you. It appears from the research I've done, they need 5G to work the nanotech. The Internet of Bodies, Internet of Things, this biohack agenda, this mind controlism, nanotech kill switch program. The next pandemic, they might just be able to turn on 5G, 6G, and ignite the different pathogen, nanotech pathogens that we've covered often in this ministry. So I'm not buying the bird flu one bit, because it gets worse. Nanotech and Coke. And we did Final Days Report episode 147, Nanotech Vax H2O Kill Switch. Check that one out, talking about how nanotech is in the food. It's in the food. It's in the water. Here's just another proof point of that.
Coca-Cola just signed a five-year, $1.1 billion deal with Microsoft. 5 years ago, it was discovered that there were fluorescent nanoparticles in Coca-Cola. Now, if I were a conspiracy theorist, I might think there were more to this partnership.
Now, according to reports, Microsoft and the Coca-Cola company have announced a five-year strategic partnership to align Coca-Cola's core technology strategy system-wide. So it is said to enable the adoption of leading-edge technology and foster innovation and productivity globally. Using Azure Open AI service, Coca-Cola is currently exploring the use of generative AI-powered digital assistants. Now, did you know they have found nanotechnology in Coca-Cola and in Pepsi products? Have a look at this.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
The biodistribution study in major organs indicated that the NPs were easily accumulated in the digestive tract, and they were able to cross the blood-brain barrier and dispersed into the brain. Questions, and of course suspicions, have been raised in recent years.
You're listening on a podcast service. They're literally showing fluorescent nanoparticles present in Coca-Cola products. We've been defiled, my friends. And this goes back to Daniel 2 about the seeds of men will not cleave. The seeds of men will not cleave to their abomination as the days of Noah plan. At the end of the day, this is a genetic DNA war, and Lucifer wants to steal your soul. And if you're fretting, go to SJ Wellfire, Foundation Report, episode 342. We talk some solutions. I mean, prayer, fasting, getting right with the Lord, herbs of the earth. But then also, I played a video from Dr. Group about boron and borax. So check Final Days Report, episode 342. All right, I just thought this was interesting from Donut Podcast. This person that he's interviewing is a very, very well-researched author, and it was fascinating. He is making the leap that the reason why they want you to eat the bugs is it has to do with this transhumanism agenda. Let's play it.
But chitin in relation to, and that's where the word comes from for all this, the carapace, the shells, etc. The people that were studying DNA were studying this thing. J.D. Bernal, another big New World Order person who was the father, in effectively, of DNA studies, who told us in the 20s that humans would become silicon in the future, that there would be space exploration, life extension, and intelligence extension. And if you didn't want to change to silicon, you'd be experimented upon in a human zoo. He told us 100 years ago, straight from the horse's mouth, J.D. Bernal. He's called the father of the science of sciences. Very big in China, very influential in relation to crystallography, critically. He's born in Ireland, actually. So he told us in The World of Flesh and the Devil in the 20s what would happen. He told us they would experiment on humans. He told us that scientific corporations would take over the world and they would run it. He explained it. He was a crystallographer, so they're interested in structure. Structure is the crucial thing. They understand that power comes from structure, that if you get your structure right, you control everything. So their ambition was to control the structure of humanity. And that's why they used X-ray crystallography. They knew that that was the secret. And they were interested not just in the molecular, and you can, again, you can see some of the old symbols. They were interested in graphite and what became the carbon nanotubules later on, because they knew that the structure of a was critical. And this, of course, is the technology that they can use to control your brain, because it's a strong, flexible semiconductor material that can be inserted into your brain. It's, again, it's a continuation of structure. But what he said is they would experiment upon us. Now, what I'm concerned about is that if we have this derivatives from this animal material, which appears to be, as far as I can understand it, indigestible, and according to the scientific literature at the moment, chitosan and these materials are used for tissue engineering. So they can use them to build up things in human tissue. So if they are already using this thing as a structure to build up substance in human bodies, What happens when they feed this to a massive population where they can also be subject to other control? If we take what J.D. Bernal was talking about, remembering that he was interested in life and studying some of these things, as all of the people around him, he was a Stalinist. He wrote an obituary for Stalin and said that Stalin was one of the great scientists. This is the way they thought. Most of the crystallographers were Stalinists. It's quite unbelievable. In the 30s in Britain, Bukharin had come over to Britain. A lot of the scientists were not just mildly socialist, they were Stalinist, and they continued to do so. They had a very strong materialist perspective. So if you believe that, if you have such a deep materialist perspective, you want the world to be materialist. So what I believe, and incredible that in the 50s he wrote, even knowing what people did then, that he wrote an obituary for him, celebrating him, and it's unbelievable. But that was the view of many scientists in Britain at the time. And we kind of forget that. And we forget that these are the people in control, that that many of the people didn't change their views. Many of them still celebrate Bernal. He's still very important in relation to the biotech industry. What I'm suggesting is that the transhumanist agenda could be achieved by having clandestine experiments on people who have been given various materials that could be used potentially to alter the human body, so they can begin to experiment. Well, what if we have a human with a home, you know, except God knows. But I mean, if you put the literature together and you put our fascination with insects, there's no real good description of why they would want us to eat insects. But if we look at what the scientists, they always say, listen to the science. And I do. I listen to what the scientists say. Listen to the scientists. They said they're going to experiment on us 100 years ago. And they told us they were going to take over the world. So I respect what they have said. They were telling the truth.
So let's go a little bit deeper. I'm pronouncing it chitin. In nanotechnology, chitin and its derivative chitosan have been used to create nanocomposites. These nanocomposites have been synthesized using various methods and combined with different nanocompounds. The development of high-performance chitin nanomaterials has been enabled by advancements in the field of nanotechnology. Nanoscale chitin is valuable as an efficient, functional, and reinforcement material for a wide range of applications. You need to think about these bug farms. What can they do with GMO technology? Can they have these somehow be baked in with nanotech and you can't digest them? And they're using them, I think he said, to grow skin. I mean, it's creepy. We're dealing with mad scientists, my friends. This is that beast system. All right, I mentioned this before many, many times. The reason why I'm doing this Watchman Ministry is I would have dreams that would come true on a personal perspective, and I've had many end-of-days type dreams. Some of them have already come to pass, but I had a dream in 2008. The Antichrist was hit with the spear of destiny. He was presenting in front of old Roman or Greek columns, and they ended up putting his head on a supercomputer. It was just this huge computer, and he was showing up as a hologram around the world. It was like this fake resurrection, and people were so desperate. They went into a booth, flashlight. They became mind-controlled zombies chasing after Christians. In the end, I'm not even sure if I mentioned this in the end, I saw big silver hands just crush the Antichrist's head that was on the supercomputer. I will crush your head. It just reminded me of Genesis 3. And so I've read probably 10 or so times this different articles about how brain tissue will run artificial intelligence in these quantum computers. And here's a video that really echoes the point. Let's roll it.
Computer chip is made with human brain cells. It is being developed by the Australian startup Cortical Labs, which called the system Dish Brain. Real human cortical neurons grow across a silicon chip. They act like wires in an ordinary computer chip, communicating with each other and other components. It's sort of like a mini brain, and it was already trained to play the video game Pong. It didn't play very well, but it learned incredibly efficiently compared with the digital AI. Hybrid chips could be a game changer for AI and medicine. They could be used for testing new drugs or researching diseases or power the next generation of hybrid AIs. According to Cortical Labs, they grow, learn, and adapt much as we do. Time will tell what they can teach us.
Talking about this subject just reminds me on how they're talking about how they have technology to keep a severed head alive and to do transplants of severed heads. Think about the wicked abomination of these leaders that want to live forever. Are they going to just go out and chop people's heads off and put their heads on their bodies? I mean, this is demonic, my friends. But how does this dream fit scripture? Let's read Revelation 13. And he exercises all power of the first beast before him and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, the Antichrist, whose deadly wound was healed. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that that image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. That's why I saw the Antichrist show up as a hologram. And then let's look at Revelation 17, verse 8. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. Because in my dream, I saw them go into a booth and flash the light. Then they were connected to this hive mind. When they behold the beast, the Antichrist, that was, so he was alive, and is not alive, and yet is hooked up to this artificial intelligence, AI, all-knowing fake God with 6G, the fake Holy Ghost, and they're going to launch free energy devices as well to power this infrastructure. And he's going to come in as this savior from the dream that I had in 2008. And you can see this technology being pushed. We did a podcast, Digital Immortality, AI Rapture, Final Days Report, episode 290. They are working hard to promise you eternal life. It's all a counterfeit. I want to play Klaus Schwab. Supposedly this was a leaked video, according to the End Times Reveal. In a leaked recording of a private World Economic Forum Young Global Leaders indoctrination session, Klaus Schwab promises new recruits that their avatars will continue to live on after they die and that their brains will be replicated through artificial intelligence and algorithms. You have the chance to look forward to a career of 50 years, maybe more. Your avatar will continue to live and your brain will be replicated through artificial intelligence and algorithms, and maybe even your brain cells. Welcome to the metaverse. The collection of data for a metaverse is already in full swing with Microsoft's patent 06 patent. We've covered that probably 4 or 5 times, where you're the cryptocurrency. You're the miner if you do the said task. You'll be hooked up to this hive mind, and they'll measure you under the skin. But this is creepy. Let's roll it.
You have the chance to look forward to a career of 50 years. In my own opinion, yeah. Maybe more. You will get some injections and some and so on. And and then don't forget your avatar will continue to live. So and your brain will be replicated through artificial intelligence and algorithm. So we don't know, but at least 50 years.
Did he just say you will be poked? I mean, he's admitting the mind control of some technology with the As the Days of Noah devil juice that we've proven 1,000 times over, wrote a book about it. Let's roll it again. Listen to, we're going to poke you.
You have the chance to look forward to a career of 50 years. In my own opinion, yeah. Maybe more. You will get some injections and some and so on. And
you will get some injections. Wow. Nanotech mind controlism injections that defile you and hook you up to this hive mind activated by 6G, 5G that communicates at the cell level. Their own words. Sometimes they slip. Sometimes they slip, my friends. Now, many people think the Pope, potentially could be the false prophet. And I just thought this was a bit alarming that supports their theory. Why G7 leaders are turning to the special guest, Pope Francis, for advice on AI. Interesting. Kind of primes the pump for the Pope to be connected to AI. It's just interesting, my friends. And if you're a cat, I do have many Catholic listeners. I used to be a Catholic until I read the Word of God. And I remember in grade school just praying to Mary in Catholic school. You know, you pray to Jesus Christ, my friends, and that pastors should have a family and kids and so on and so forth. I've given my testimony a couple times, but I do know some Catholics that are in love with Jesus Christ, and I know they're saved. But let's read also where the Pope is just pushing this wicked one world government agenda. And we've covered it multiple times, but recent articles, it's okay to joke about God, but don't offend, Pope tells comedians. Pope is pushing this political correctness nonsense that is really anti the Bible, my friends. And just another one where this global warming scam, I mean, I do believe in global warming. I believe in global burning, because in the end, God's going to burn everything. And we're going to see earthquakes. We're going to see storms. Recently, I just had a wild dream that in a couple days, I'm going to work on doing some research on it and ask for confirmation that this is from the Lord. But we're going to see some earth changes, and it's above and beyond just weather manipulation that they can do with HAARP and all the chemtrails and everything else that they're doing to us. But Pope urges radical climate response in exclusive BBC message. He's pushing this enslavement carbon dioxide tracker nonsense. Remember, you exhale carbon dioxide. Plants need carbon dioxide. The plan is so wicked and so brilliantly wicked to just enslave us. And you need to think about the indoctrination camps of the schools. These kids are so, so fearful about this world. They need to get saved, my friends. All right. The next segment, I want to get into X and this IDB system and Satan's agenda. And again, if you follow our ministry, you need to be cautious, because the dark side is getting exposed and the Antichrist will come in as light. And it'll be this new age light. And they're going to promise life extension technologies. They'll promise all sorts of stuff. But we cannot be fooled by Luciferian false light, this new age of Aquarius, if you will. Now, I've been pretty hard on Elon. I mean, he does offer free speech on X. But you need to peel back the onion. Bill Gates is for the left in this beast system, and Elon Musk is for the right. So everybody has a choice to be enslaved. Pick your poison, if you will. And we've done a couple podcasts. Elon's comments next to Klaus Schwab's comments are identical. And you need to look at who's funding Elon and all his companies. Personally, I think he is a shill. I think he's given a position to run these companies, and his money comes from the beast system. But listen to what he has to say about where this is going. If he was really afraid of this, he would invest in humans with his money, not this AI technology. I mean, it's time to wake up and be awake of who the adversary truly is. I mean, the guy had a Baphomet thumbnail on his Twitter profile, on his X profile, for many, many months after Halloween. They need to tell you who they are.
And I think the benign scenario is the most likely scenario, probably, I don't know, 80% likely, if you ask, in my opinion. The question will not be one of lacking goods or services. You'll have, everyone will have access to as much in the way of goods and services as they would like. The question will really be one of meaning, of how, if the computer can do, and the robots can do everything better than you, does your life have meaning? That's really what will be the question in the benign scenario. And in the negative scenario, all bets are off. We're in deep trouble. I do think there's perhaps still a role for humans in this, in that we may give AI meaning. But I do think that long term, in a benign scenario, any job that somebody does will be optional. Like if you want to do a job as kind of like a hobby, you can do a job. But otherwise, the AI and the robots will provide any goods and services that you want.
Okay, so you see, there is a future where no one will need to work. It will be just passion.
So that is the most likely outcome.
So you just heard Elon talking about own nothing and like it from the World Economic Forum, probably 15-minute cities, this enslavement system. And then what are the fruits of his action? Well, I thought this was interesting from Censored Man, his Twitter account, really blowing the trumpet about X identification system straight out of Israel. Let's read. X now requires ID for monetization. Important. Every creator and everyone who aspires to be on Monetize X Creator must oppose this. If you don't, there's a good chance your ID will end up in the hands of Israel intelligence. And where this fits Bible prophecy in our ministry's humble point of view, when you look at the whore and the woman, they're two separate entities, and the woman is that great city with seven hills. And when you look at the great city with hermeneutics, it basically says where they crucified Christ, called Sodom in Egypt. So will this end of days New World Order, one world government be run out of Israel? And Israel is in the top three countries for artificial intelligence. The company that X uses to verify its user's ID is an Israeli company founded by members of Israeli intelligence units Shin Bet and Unit 8200. The company responsible for verifying people's ID on X is called AU10TIX. The CEO of AU10TIX, Ron Otsman, was a member of Israel's intelligence unit 8200. His father was once the treasurer of the Likud party, Netanyahu's party, in Israel. AU10TIX also has a history of helping the Israeli military with military surveillance and intelligence gathering. Of course it does. It doesn't stop there, however. AU10TIX was founded in 2002 as a technology arm of a Dutch firm called ICTS International. ICTS International was established in 1982, also by former members of Israeli intelligence unit Shin Bet. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. This is an extreme security risk, not only for regular creators have to give their ID to a company with deep ties to Israel intelligence, but pro-Palestinian creators will also have to do the same. And it goes deeper than that. This is that ID 2020 scam. It's priming the pump because these companies then will link to artificial intelligence and the social credit score. This beast system, it all interlocks together. It's one big club and you're not in it. Switching gears, we've talked about ID 2020 and how this ties into the beast system with X and social media. I mean, we did a podcast how in Australia they want to ban 14-year-olds to join social media and you need to prove your age. Well, that's a scam to push ID 2020. You really think the government cares about the kids? I mean, they're teaching them sexual deviancy all day long. They poison poke them. They made them wear masks. They don't care about your kids. They're feeding them fluoride to dumb them down. They're giving them old school as days of Noah devil juice that causes autism, according to the CDC whistleblower. They don't care about your kids. That's why you need to homeschool if you have kids. But the system is just moving so fast. And this has to do with the blue lights, the Lucifer lights. And there's a patent system and method for biometric identification using ultraviolet UV image data. System, this is from Raytheon Company, part of the military-industrial complex, a system and method for biometric identification of a target individual based on a query containing UV image data of the target individual. In one embodiment, the system includes a first database, a query module, a detection module, a sequence module, and a match module. The first database includes a plurality of identities, with each identity having at least one binary sequence representative of a skin area of that identity. They're talking about being able to scan your skin ultimately from a distance with UV light. The query module receives the query and validates the UV image data. The detection module detects at least one skin area in the UV image data. The sequence module forms at least one target binary sequence corresponding to and at least one skin area. The match module searches the first database based on the least one target binary sequence to identify at least one identity, thereby facilitating biometric identification of the target individual. Really, this patent talks about the need for measuring your skin at a distance. And it goes on to say, we just need better surveillance technology in today's world. It's pretty nefarious. You can actually take a screenshot of this and look up the patent yourself. It just reminded me, when people were glowing with luciferase, it appears, from the poison poke, those videos that went viral. And you need to think about Starlink as well, going back to Elon, where they're putting all these satellites, maybe they're just hooking up them up to the firmament, scanning down on all of us. So I started looking up ultraviolet lights in the whole Blucifer conspiracy, where they're putting these purple, bluish lights everywhere. But let's read. Ultraviolet UV light, which is used in this patent, is a type of electromagnetic radiation that is not visible to the human eye. It has a shorter wavelength than the light in the visible spectrum, which includes the colors we can see, such as blue and purple. Can't make this up. It's coming, and it's coming fast. So I typed in blue lights, purple lights. They're putting them everywhere, and the news is covering it up. It's this beast system, my friends. But here's why I don't fear any of this. It's time to save souls. It's all written in the good book, and in the end, we win. We have eternal life. This life is just a shadow. We should not have a spirit of fear. And I think, personally, you're going to be on the run for 3.5 years when all this goes down, this great tribulation. No flesh will be left, Matthew 24. But let's read, and again, using hermeneutics, Revelation 13, verse 5, "And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and the power was given unto him to continue 42 months. Then let's look at Daniel 12, verse 11, a sister passage. "And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. And they also talk, I think, later in that scripture, a little different of a time frame, which I thought was interesting, but right around the same 3.5 years. And again, I think the abomination of desolation is defiling the temple of God that is you. We've done a podcast on that, a study on that. And then if you look at Revelation 12, it really fits this 3.5 year mark as well. "And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent." Right? 3.5 years. "And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God." These are Christians, "and have the testimony of Jesus Christ." I personally think, and I've had dreams of this, of just miracles. So I do think we need to prep and prepare. We can't be ignorant. Joseph prepared before the famine. But I do think we'll see miracles as well. Massive healings, supernatural protection. We just need to make sure we're obedient and a worthy bride. So a little bit of a deep one. Took me a while to research this. I mean, nanotech in our food, we've covered that before from a whistleblower. Check out some of those old podcasts. The Pope getting involved in AI screams false prophet to me. We have ID 2020, nefarious, wicked, abomination type verification linked back to Israel intelligence that I think is the woman in the book of Revelation. And we need to keep our eyes out on the entire whore system, any place there's an obelisk, and I don't dismiss any of it. And I think many prominent scholars have great points on the United States being Mystery Babylon, the Catholic Church. I think it's all there for us to make sure that we stay focused, stay alert, but do not fear, my friends. I thought it was interesting why they want us to eat the bugs is that going to be linked somehow, especially if it's genetically modified in a lab? Are these bugs going to be part of this transhumanism agenda? You need to think about this. You absolutely need to think about this. And then this whole payment system, pay with your hand, pay with your face. And again, the delusion of choice is real. They could implement this tomorrow. Tomorrow. We played the video of brain cells being hooked up to computers. Going back to my dream of the Antichrist being hooked up to a quantum computer, this fake resurrection showing up as a hologram. People were in such desperation. It was probably after SEAL 4, in my humble opinion, of war and chaos, that he came in as a savior and they launched these free energy devices as well. That's the thing, going back to this false light. Can you imagine if the grid is shut down for a long time and then all of a sudden free energy starts showing up everywhere? It'll be free energy and it'll be the guillotines showing up everywhere. And people will be out of their mind. I've probably had two or three different dreams I've covered often in this ministry of this mind controlism tech where they won't even need police in the future. People will be the police. They'll send them a thought and they will literally go and carry out this AI God's will under mind controlism, under the Project Crimson Mist. On SJWellfire.com, we're pretty excited with our new brand of God. I was praying to the Lord, how do I fund this ministry and do this full time? And he gave me a dream of Get God, this logo on a sheet. And I looked up Get God, and it seemed to be already trademarked. So we came up with the brand of God. And again, our ministry strategy is to equip the saints and save souls. You know, we look at the news from a biblical point of view where we tie current events to end of days so you can rest assured in your salvation. And sure enough, we came up with of God. And where I think this is really fun, and we've tested this, is it gives you as a saint a conversation starter. Mercy of God. No, I'm a child of God. The wrath of God. However you want to describe it with your adjectives, nouns, and the storytelling, it gives you an opportunity to plant seeds for the gospel and the good news. While in these dire days, we can be a beacon of light. So check out the brand of God.